Your ABC News update at noon is sponsored by the Richland Knocker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 28 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court has ruled that USAID must pay international aid groups that have already provided services. President Trump had been trying to pause that funding, says ABC's Devin Dwyer.
Four conservative justices dissenting, Justice Alito writing, "I am stunned that the Supreme Court has taken this position, ordering the executive to pay out money that he doesn't want to pay out."
Some aid groups say they risk going under without those government funds. The Trump administration pushing a list of more than 440 federal properties it has identified to close or sell, including the main Department of Justice building and the FBI headquarters, later it backtracked on that list. A senior Canadian government official tells the Associated Press Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is not willing to lift Canada's retaliatory tariffs if President Trump leaves any tariffs on Canada. Stocks holding steadier today than the past 2 days. This is ABC News. Ceasefire talks stalling in the Middle East. Israel blocking all aid to Gaza and holding off on moving into phase two of the agreement. Meantime, the Arab League convening in Egypt today to discuss plans for rebuilding Gaza.
The White House rejecting a proposal by Arab leaders to rebuild Gaza and sideline Hamas. That just hours after it was announced from Cairo. Brian Hughes, the spokesman for the National Security Council, said the Arab League plan fails to address that Gaza is, quote, currently uninhabitable. That's raising fears here in the region that President Trump still aims to displace 2 million Palestinians from Gaza and lead rebuilding plans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The Catholic Church beginning the Lenten season this Ash Wednesday without the participation of Pope Francis as he begins his third week in the hospital or is spending it, continuing to be treated for pneumonia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a mix of rain and snow and 28 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for a winter storm warning for Vernon County until 6 tonight, a winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 6, and a wind advisory for most of the area from 11 until 9. Rain turning to snow in the morning, then tapering off in the afternoon. Snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches is possible, with temperatures falling to the upper 20s. Tonight, breezy and colder with partial clearing, a low of 17. And tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 37. In Richland Center, it's 28 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WR.
It's currently a wet 28 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wind advisories alongside a winter storm warning creates hazardous, hard-to-see type travel throughout the state. A wind advisory is in effect until 9 tonight for the southern half of the state. Powerful gusts are whipping across the region, reaching 40 to 50 miles per hour. Pair this with a winter storm warning and advisories, it's bringing dangerous driving conditions. Visibility is less than a half mile or less than a mile for most of the state, with rain freezing on tree branches and extra heavy wet snow laying on top of them. It adds extra weight. Then toss these vicious winds on top of that, limbs could be blown down, which may lead to power outages. Due to the forecast, we have a number of weather-related announcements. Weston and Riverdale schools will release students at 1. Ithaca schools will release students at 1:20 with no after-school activities. River Valley schools will release students 2 hours early. This includes St. Luke and St. John schools, no after-school activities. And parent-teacher conferences in the Richland School District have been canceled. Gentle Cherry Yoga at the Richland Center Community Center is canceled. Willow Valley United Methodist Church Men's Spaghetti Supper has been postponed. It will be held Wednesday, March 12th at 4:30. The Willow Valley United Methodist Church has canceled its gig tonight. The Willow Valley Ash Wednesday service is canceled, and the Power of Attorney for the Healthcare Clinic at the Richland Center Community Center today has been postponed. It will be held March 26th from 4 to 6. New Trump administration tariffs on Wisconsin's largest trading partners. President Donald Trump on Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and doubled the tariff on China to 20%. Wisconsin's largest foreign market in 2024 was Canada. The $7.9 billion worth of goods exported there were represented 29% of the state's total exports, followed by $4.4 billion in exports to Mexico and $1.6 billion to China. Those figures are from the Office of the United States Trade Representative. China and Canada immediately announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are. And it's going to be hell to pay. This is not a good situation.
During a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, the Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
Do some praying, folks. This is not good for our country. Simple as that. I understand the needs to bring fairness to trading and all that. They can do that without stopping the trains. So it sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
President Donald Trump Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, which is Wisconsin's largest foreign market. State Democrats have introduced a bill that would require the Wisconsin State Legislature to convene a special session if federal funding is frozen. The legislation was introduced by Eau Claire's Christian Phelps and named the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. In a press release, Phelps called the funding freezes unlawful, reckless, and cruel, and said the state needs to be ready to provide whatever support it can for communities that lose needed funding. Republicans hold majorities in both the state assembly and state senate. At the Capitol, new Republican-authored legislation aims to reform pharmacy benefit managers. Dodgeville Representative Todd Novak authored the Cole Act alongside Senate President Mary Felskowski.
I have a rural district. Most of my pharmacies are independently owned. It's a huge issue with them. I've been affected by this personally. I recently, 6 months ago, was told I needed to go elsewhere to get a drug that I take because the pharmacy was losing so much money on it.
Larry Crowley is a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin.
I witnessed patients facing exorbitant copays for medications they cannot afford, and they're forced into impossible decisions about their health. At the same time, independent community pharmacies are being reimbursed at unsustainable rates, far below the PBM-owned pharmacies that dominate the market.
The Cole Act is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack in January 2024 after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased suddenly. Bill Schmitnick is Cole's father.
In Cole's case, those barriers became fatal when his daily asthma steroid medication was removed from his drug formulary without notice or medical necessity. His Advair went from $66 to $540. He was forced to choose between buying his needed medicine, paying his rent. Wisconsin has the power to take the stand against the PBM abuses.
Representative Todd Novak and Senate President Mary Felskowski say the legislation will lower drug costs, increase transparency, and increase pharmacy access and safety. Please do not burn without first checking the DNR website, was the word last night from Fire Chief Scott Gald at the Richland Center City Council meeting. He reported that a landowner did receive a citation from the DNR Monday following a fire call the department responded to. The citation was for burning outside of posted hours. It was also mentioned that until our latest rain, everything was very dry. However, even with the rain, be sure to check the DNR website for burning conditions. And remember to call 608-647-2106 to report that you will be burning. Gald reported that the DNR has already had more fire responses in 2025 than in all of 2024. It was also reported that a cease and desist order was given to workers installing the fiber optics in the city following some major accidents and outages. The problem has since been dealt with and the work continues. The City of Richland Center previously received a community development block grant, which included funds loaned to the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program in exchange for a mortgage against certain real estate. The city and Southwest CAP entered into a grant agreement, which governed the terms of the loan, which included a provision mandating that the mortgaged property would be used as transitional housing. Southwest CAP has expressed a desire to transfer the agreement, the property, and the loan to Lydia's House Ministries under the same terms agreed to by Southwest CAP, including the use of the property for transitional housing. The Richland Center City Council approved the request. Richland Center has previously benefited from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Community Development Investment Grant Program, employing a first-come, first-served strategy that resulted in successful funding for Los Amigos and Wild Honey Collective. However, a recent policy shift by WEDC has altered the landscape, limiting the city to a single remaining CDI grant opportunity before a 3 to 5 year period of ineligibility. This necessitates a strategic reevaluation of the city's approach. Currently, there are two projects of active interest: the A.D. German Warehouse Conservancy's ongoing building renovation and the city's strategic goal of attracting a downtown hotel developer, both of which are potential candidates for this final grant. The Common Council voted to impose a moratorium on CDI grant application processing until a firm commitment is secured from a hotel developer or until July 1, 2025, whichever occurs first. The Richland Center City Council approved to annex the Starlight 14 drive-in into the city. As a result, the city agrees to pay annually to the town of Richland for 5 years an amount equal to the amount of property taxes that the town levied on the annexed property as shown by the tax roll for the year 2024. The 2024 property taxes payable in 2025 is $337, equaling a 5-year total of $1,685. Due to the Richland County Radio Project, the Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that is P25 digital capable. The current radios the department has will only support VHF frequencies and will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of 3 Kenwood NX5000 radios from Gencom in the amount of $4,600. The police department is also looking to replace its records management systems. The current system has been in use since 1999 and has limitations, which requires extra steps by administration staff that slow the data entry process, along with not conforming with the state reporting guidelines. The current system is not web-based, therefore cannot be accessed from outside the network. A True North RMS and CAD system is cloud-based, so officers would have access remotely from the squads. Reports, addresses, phone numbers, and even pictures will be accessible from Squad MDC. True North is an all-in-one system that is more user-friendly and more complete to fit the needs of the department. All features and future features are included in the initial cost, along with any custom features that the department may need or require. The total cost of implementation is $27,500. There will be an annual fee of $5,000 per year and is included in the total cost for the first year and then will be covered in year two and subsequent years by the annual cost already in the budget for the current RMS and tracker evidence system. Once canceled, the council unanimously approved the request. In other action, the Richland Center City Council approved a Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council for The Thief of Baghdad silent movie with music on April 4th. A conditional use permit for R&K Tire and Auto Services and a conditional use permit to SW Rainbow Properties LLC to allow a self-storage warehouse on Bowman Drive. It's 28 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The Ithaca School District is taking school safety seriously. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
WRCO News Time is 1223. With school safety at the forefront of our nation's consciousness, a school district in southwest Wisconsin is being proactive in assuring safe and effective evacuation of the school campus. The Ithaca School District, along with members of the Richland County Sheriff's Department, conducted 2 exercises that helped them practice the Family Assistance Plan. In the event of evacuation, this plan focuses on ensuring that students and staff are safely moved to an alternative location and accounted for. This event was held with the thought of evacuation for any type of situation in mind. In Exercise 1, everyone present loaded the Ithaca buses to determine an approximate need for transportation should students and staff be required to relocate. Middle school and high school students paired up with elementary students to assist Ithaca staff and adults in the process. Ithaca Safety Committee member Julie Thompson was impressed with the level of responsibility shown by the Ithaca middle and high school students.
I was so impressed with our middle and high school students. They took the lead in this simulated emergency. It was really great seeing them team up together to keep students safe and accounted for. When we practice this in simulated situations, it makes it a lot easier when it becomes a little more second nature if the need arises.
In exercise two, a simulation to account for all individuals occurred inside the Ithaca buildings. A discussion was held after the exercises, highlighting possible scenarios and expectations. Students may come home and ask about their emergency contact information. Emergency contact information can be updated by calling the school office and speaking with Sheila or Christine. The Ithaca student body displayed outstanding behavior throughout the exercises. Ithaca Superintendent Greg Herp summed up the morning's events.
My biggest takeaway from today was the seriousness with which the students took their assignment, which certainly warms my heart because my wife and I raised three kids, and our number one criteria with regard to the school was to send them back home in the same condition that we sent them to you. So we want them to be safe. Obviously, we want them to learn and become more intelligent, but first and foremost, just send my babies back in the condition that I sent them to you.
Businesses find different ways to interest consumers into buying a product they are selling. Sometimes the company reaching out to consumers is not who they say they are. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
Companies sometimes contact customers to pitch their products at a reduced price, and you're usually an active customer for them to do that, and they will offer you additional benefits. But these pitches are also used by scammers who are impersonating real companies, and consumers might get a call, a text, or email offering to lower their bill or upgrade their current services at reduced rates. And we've certainly had one circulating in our state pretty heavily recently. They want to say, in order for you to receive this discounted rate, consumers could be asked for information like an account number, your PIN number, and payment information. And then once that scammer gets that information, what can happen is they can contact the real company, impersonate you, and then try and steal even more of your data or make fraudulent purchases in your name and reroute the services from the consumer paying for them to the scammer, that account takeover situation.
There is a business imposter who claims to be a service provider that many individuals use.
We've had a recent imposter of Spectrum circulating in our state. It's been across the country, actually, that it's been reported, and scammers are impersonating Spectrum, making claims with consumers that they need to provide private information over the phone. This is also by text and by email, and that they need to pay money, and usually they're saying cryptocurrency, gift cards, or a banking app, and that they have to reship a package from Spectrum mistakenly delivered to them. So use a shipping label that they're going to provide. So there's lots of different twists to this, and Spectrum does have information on their website about these scammers that are out there impersonating them.
If anyone receives suspicious calls from Spectrum or any company, it is best to contact them yourself to verify it is them before giving them any information or money. Michelle Reinen says that another scammer that contacts consumers around this time of year is someone claiming to be from Publishers Clearing House. If you have been contacted by or been scammed by a business imposter, you can contact DATGAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcaphotline@wi.gov. It's 28 snowy degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The weather is finally warming up, so let me help you give your closet a spring refresh. Hey, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Getting a few new items to mix into your wardrobe can make a huge difference on your mood and energy level. Saving money on your favorite brands will make it even better. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. New spring items are arriving daily at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street, in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
It's 28 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, March 5th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family. Survivors of Leroy Mellum include his wife, Joan, sister, Joanne Putz, brother, Dave and Barb Mellum, stepdaughters, Debbie and Rich Gore, Brenda Decker, Bruce and Laura Waddle, Susan and Peter Halsey, and Brett Waddle, step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, cousins, and close friends. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died February 25th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dobbs is survived by his children, Tracy and Kevin Matz of Racine, Heather and Tim Meadle of Phlox, and Alan Dobbs of Townsend. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Randy and Jeanette Dobbs of Rural Richland Center, his ex-wife, Rita Dobbs of Anago, other relatives and friends. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Health Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, 2 children, Rebecca and Paul, Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66, of Rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Kathy Vodak is survived by her husband of 41 years, Dave, 2 children, Jean and Casey Kersave of Hub City, and Paul Vodak and Jessica Estebo of rural Hillsboro. A grandson and siblings, Joyce and Bob Vodak of rural Hillsboro, Don Johanning of rural Highland, Carol and Bob Allport of Fitchburg, Dennis Johanning of rural Highland, and Carl Johanning of Bullhead City, Arizona. Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband Johnny, three children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon L. and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, a brother, Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness in Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, two children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. Seven grandchildren, sisters-in-law Lucille Friedland of Florida and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota, also many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rod Powell is survived by his wife Nancy, four children, Marie and Willie McCormick of Sandusky, Renee and Tyler Darple of Highland Heights, Kentucky, Joseph and Danielle Powell of Sandusky, and Jeremy and Miranda Powell of Laval. Two stepchildren, Chad and Jen Thompson of Davie, Florida, and Corey and Lindsay Thompson of Wausau. 17 grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Doug and Karen Powell of Waniwok, Cheryl and Steve Husker of Reedsburg, Susan and John Husker of Watertown, and Christina Powell of Viola. Also many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Survivors of Bernie Dawnbaugh include three children, Corinna Lathrop and Phil Olson, Cheryl and Bill Hackett, and Rhonda Leffler. Nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Thompson, brother, Ron and Colleen Norman, several nieces and nephews, and special friend, Dave Rainey. Bernadine J., Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loaner cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Larry and Terry Baumkamp. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, powerful storm system now centered over Lake Michigan, sliding northeast, causing some nasty weather across the region. Rain has turned to snow here, and some accumulation will continue but taper down later this afternoon. The high winds wrapping around this causing low visibility in spots. In fact, some blizzard conditions being noted in parts of northern Iowa and southeast Minnesota today, and pretty bad conditions in central and northern Wisconsin where the snow has been heavier as well, as much as 8 or 9 inches in parts of north Wisconsin up toward Rhinelander, Minocqua area. Now, we are expecting quieter conditions to build in by tomorrow. Stick with us basically through early next week. Just a couple of little systems coming by with some small precipitation chances. We will notice a nice warm-up early next week as well before a cold front comes in about next Wednesday. That could be our next chance of rainfall. Your forecast for the rest of today includes a winter storm warning for Vernon County through 6 p.m., winter weather advisory in Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties through 6 p.m., and a wind advisory up until 9 p.m. tonight. Look for snow diminishing to flurries later this afternoon. There could be another inch or two through the period. Windy with low visibility in spots. Temperatures holding in the low 30s. North and northwest wind 15 to 25, gusting 40 miles an hour. Breezy and colder tonight, partial clearing, low at 17. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 37. Northwest to west wind around 10. Now, by Friday morning, there is a small chance of light snow, mainly south of Richland County. Clearing skies later Friday, high 37. Heading into Saturday, increasing clouds, 40% chance of snow showers late in the day with a high near 40. Sunday, lots of sunshine, high 43. Warm on Monday with sunshine, high 53. Mid-50s Tuesday with partly cloudy skies. You be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank?
An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a snowy 27 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, we reached a low this morning of 32. Our high earlier today was 40. However, we have since dropped down to 27 degrees. The record high for this date was set in 2000 at 73 degrees. The record low, 12 below, was set in 1978. Last year's high was 53 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 5:55 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to southeast winds, 7 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.39, and we have received 48 hundredths of an inch of precipitation so far today. In Richland Center, it is a snowy 27 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A U.S. senator calls for immediate action to correct some serious problems in American agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. After hearing testimony from several representatives of U.S. ag groups, Senator James Justice acknowledged that farmers in this country need help now. Justice is a West Virginia Republican serving on the Senate Agriculture Committee.
We've got to fix this right now. We've got to fix crop insurance. We have got to have a farm bill that is a true bill that basically probably is regionalized. Instead of a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't fit all. That's all there is to it.
Justice says we're lucky that farmers love what they do.
We go into grocery stores, and as far as you can see, a mile long, there's every choice imaginable. We pay almost nothing of our annual incomes compared to countries all across this globe to have a luxury like you can't imagine that we have in America.
Justice says there's no guarantee that will last.
But we got to wake up, absolutely. If we don't wake up right now and we awaken to those farmers leaving the farm for whatever reason it may be, it's going to be a bad day in America.
If you care to see more of the Senate Ag Committee hearing where all this took place, there's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Trump tariffs and trade. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. President Trump touted the benefits tariffs will bring to American farmers and the U.S. economy as part of his speech to Congress last night. He asked farmers to bear with him during an adjustment period similar to the 2018 tariffs on China.
Our farmers are going to have a field day right now. So to our farmers, have a lot of fun. I love you too.
He said higher tariffs by other countries, including Canada, Mexico, and China, are unfair and will be reciprocated.
Whatever they tax us, we will tax them. If they do non-monetary tariffs to keep us out of their market, then we will do non-monetary barriers to keep them out of our market.
Michigan Democrat Elisa Slotkin was selected by her party to give a rebuttal after Trump's address, saying Americans are ultimately the ones paying for his economic plans.
His tariffs on allies like Canada will raise prices on energy, lumber, and cars, and start a trade war that will hurt manufacturing and farmers.
A former U.S. trade negotiator says she's watching President Trump's response as three of the top export markets for U.S. agriculture retaliate in a new trade war. Reciprocal tariffs are expected on all countries that levy taxes on U.S. exports starting in April. But Sharon Bomer-Lauritsen with Ag Trade Strategy says a lot can happen between now and then.
I think a lot will depend on how further actions are taken. You know, I'm sure the European Union is currently in the sights of the president as well. I think it just remains to be seen how the U.S. economy weathers the storm.
Navigating the uncertainty of another trade war is a topic at Commodity Classic, and Megan Grebner has this report.
The president of the American Soybean Association tells Brownfield farmers are frustrated as they face the fallout of another trade war.
Of all of the ag trade that we lost in 2018 and 19, 71% was soybeans.
Western Kentucky farmer Caleb Ragland says farmers can't afford to be the sacrificial lamb.
Unlike the last round of tariffs in 2018, U.S. farmers are operating in a much tougher economic climate. We no longer have savings to fall back on.
Farm Credit of America Agriculture Economic and Policy Advisor Matt Erickson says a trade war makes it more challenging for farmers to manage their operations.
Don't focus on the uncertainty, but focus on the certainty with regard to risk management options that you have.
He says that includes making sure a proper plan is in place.
We can capture some of this upside, maybe lock in some floors in the marketplace where you do have some of that volatility on the upside.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Sam Majeski from Balsam Lake High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Sam is a three-sport athlete who enjoys bonding with friends and teammates. He's been the FFA president for the last 3 years, and it's helped his confidence and speaking in front of others.
It's something that puts you out of your comfort zone, but, you know, it helps a lot with that. It's something that people need to learn before, you know, they enter into the adult world, and I think that's something that's super awesome that they've value and teach through FFA.
That improvement has allowed him to get involved in the school play, and he got the lead role this spring.
They've helped me really get out of my comfort zone and being able to perform in front of other people. You know, you're able to build social connections with people.
Sam has served as a mentor and a coach for youth in his community, and hard work on his family's farm has helped him build character. After high school, he plans to go to college and major in business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Two big auctions coming up next week. On Monday, March 10th, we have our Columbus Area Equipment Consignment Auction featuring some very nice equipment. A John Deere 4760 tractor, a Kenworth T800 quad axle dump truck, 7 skid loaders, a telehandler, a grader, and much more. The Columbus Area Equipment Auction, Monday, March 10th at the Columbus Auction Yard. On Tuesday, March 11th, we have a very nice toy tractor collection auction featuring John Deere, Alice Chalmers, Case IH, and other desirable brands. This collection has been meticulously cared for and should bring top dollar. The Ken and Mary Schaefer Toy Collection Auction, Tuesday, March 11th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Tons of equipment is rolling into Muscadet for the huge Muscadet Area Equipment Auction on Thursday, April 3rd. Don't wait. Get your quality equipment down to the auction yard today so we can market it to the world. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Wednesday at midday, direct cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. Aside from some very light trade yesterday at mostly 195 on the live basis in Kansas, $2 lower than last week, business has been at a standstill. The big question is whether or not that activity in Kansas is an aberration or a sign of another round of lower direct trade this week. Asking prices are 198 plus live, nothing yet for the dress basis, and bids continue to be scarce. At the North Platte Stockyards feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, there was no comparison to last week because of area weather. USDA says demand was good to moderate with a nice selection on offer. Total receipts are below both the prior reported test February 4th and a year ago. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 287 to 311. 900 to 950 pound steers brought 254 to 257.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 pounds sold at 325 to 334. 6 to 7 weight heifers reported at 278 to 308.50. Box beef at midday was lower with light to moderate movement. Choice was down 70 cents at 314.17. Select beef was $1.26 lower at 302.76. Cash hogs are steady to lower with light to moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers are still probably in need of some near-term supplies after a couple of days of light to moderate negotiated activity. The full impact of tariffs on exports is an ongoing wild card, and domestic wholesale business has been volatile, including some very wide swings in the belly primal. The average barrow and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting area last week was 289.1 pounds, up 1 pound on the week and nearly 2 pounds on the year. National direct barrows and gilts had no recent comparison with a base price range of $85 to $92.50 for a weighted average of $89.03. Iowa, Southern Minnesota averaged $89.26 and the Western Corn Belt averaged $89.11. The Eastern Corn Belt not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnerville, Iowa are $2 lower at $60. Illinois direct sows are steady at $62 to $74 with moderate demand for heavy offerings. Barrows and gilts are steady at $51 to $61 and moderate demand in offerings. Pork at midday was up $2.36 at $100.13. Bellies gained almost $13 with butts, picnics, ribs, and hams modestly to sharply higher with loins lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgroAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A great addition to your garden soil. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown Field. Wool pellets can be a resource for your garden. Chris Yamamoto is the owner of Little Ducky Flower Farm.
The wool pellets are really kind of a really great product, purely from 100% wool, and works a little bit as a soil amendment. That it also includes a nitrogen fertilizer that's about a 908 that we just got recently analyzed and am applying to become a fertilizer here with the state of Illinois. Just like a sweater, when you dunk it in water, it holds a lot of water. We're also able to kind of make that benefit into this product as well. It also helps with slugs too.
So how is it so effective?
When it comes to the slug deterrence, the wool does have microscopic barbs on it, which is also part what helps hold the water together or help hold water with wool. The slugs really just don't like going over that, so using it as a mulch around the plants really helps keep those slugs from even kind of approaching that.
Yamamoto explains how they're made.
So we essentially use heat and pressure on a standard mill, pelleting mill to take what is essentially kind of a more messy-to-handle fleece to throw into the field and make it in a more user-friendly format.
Because wool is a renewable resource, using wool pellets is an environmentally friendly way to enhance your garden. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown Field.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide. For